Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
You have no idea how close this morning, how late I was coming to the microphones this morning, but thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Here we are on a Wednesday, May the 13th, 2020, 18 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning, middle of the week. You know, here's the thing. When I come in the morning, I like to do some show prep and get things ready for the show and so on and so forth. I had my earphones ready to go and I knew the theme song was playing, but the theme song is only about like a minute, 20 seconds. And now with the Ted Williams intro in there, it cuts it kind of short and you want to come in, as I've said before, right at the end of the Ted Williams intro. And this morning I was doing some other things, making some Facebook posts and writing some things down that I wanted to talk about this morning. And I completely lost track of time, even though it was 18 minutes past the hour. And I about missed putting my earphones in to do the program. But I did make it, so I'm glad I'm here. We've got a lot of fun stuff to talk about on this Wednesday morning. You know what's strange? May the 13th, I know there's something about this date. I don't know what it is. It's either somebody's birthday that I know or something happened on this date. I'm going to have to think about that because I didn't think about it until I said it this morning, but I know something happened on May the 13th. Gosh, isn't that awful that I can't remember what it was? But something did happen significant. Well, maybe not so significant. But I think it's somebody's birthday was on May the 13th that I know. Because for some reason, May the 13th rings in my head as an important day. Maybe it'll come to me as the morning goes along. Well, there's a lot to talk about here this morning. One thing I want to talk about is last night. Now, here's an interesting thing. You know, sometimes in life, you can plan and plan and plan forever for something to just be a big disaster. You know, you plan and you plan and you plan and you plan, and it ends up being just the biggest disaster in the world. And then sometimes you really don't plan at all, and it's kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing, and you end up having the best time. And that's kind of what happened last night. I think I was talking about it on the program yesterday that I've kind of gotten into these Facebook Live programs, which you can watch on Facebook, and I do about an hour, and I do them with a co-host. Sometimes I've done them alone, but I normally like to do them with a co-host. That's a little more fun, and I can take questions from people watching and so on and so forth. And I do it with Bailey Hunt, by the way, who does the show with me on Friday here from 8 to 10 p.m. Friday Night Live, which will be on this coming Friday. So we were going to do the show. Normally this week it would have been on tonight, but there was something that came up tonight that we couldn't do it tonight, so we were going to do it on Monday, and then we couldn't do it Monday because I had something going on. So yesterday, just in the middle of the day, I said, well, hey, you know what? I do have a little bit of time free tonight that we could do it, and she said, yeah, let's do it. So we decided to do it last night, and we started pretty late. I don't think we went on last night till after 9 o'clock because we had a little technical glitch with the computer, which we did get worked out, but we finally got on the air, and we did an hour last night, and honest to goodness, we had the best time last night. Well, I had the best time. I don't know what kind of time she had, but I had just the greatest time. There are certain people who you get together, and for whatever reason, You don't need any planning. You don't need any special things going on. It can just be a normal night. But every time you get together, you just laugh and, you know, you can... I'm trying to say this because I've never punched her. You don't punch a girl, but you can punch somebody. She punches me, that's for the record. You can punch somebody and you can laugh and you can kid and you can talk about serious things and you can make fun of each other, and it's like nothing. It's just so much fun. And that's what happened last night. And she just sent me a message that she did have the best time last night, too. And it was fun. And I know we both were up later than we normally are, but honestly, it wasn't that late. So it was just great. So I had a great time last night. And I hope everybody has somebody in their life like that, because that's important, too. And we talk about that a lot on this program, having people in your life who can do that, who don't bring bad moments to your life, who normally bring good moments to your life, and last night was one of those good moments. So, had a great time with Bailey last night. My Bales, it was a lot of fun. So, there you go. And I'm trying to remember what the topics were of Facebook Live last night. They were kind of all over the place, but it was a lot of fun answering questions, so I hope you watch again. And there's a listener out there who I know listens to the program, and he was a really good sport last night, and I want to thank him, John Borton. So, John, if you are listening, you were a great sport. You let me call you names and kid around with you and so on and so forth, and I had a great time, and I hope you did too. And everybody else, because sometimes you just kid around on Facebook Live because it's not so serious. It's not a radio show. And I hope everybody listening last night had a good time who was watching and paying attention. So there you go. And if you are listening and you watched it last night, I hope you had a great time. Now, the funny thing about this is this will probably be, well, I can't say that, but I ordered a new camera for my computer because my camera is kind of old because I never really used it. And I don't think it's a 1080 camera. And a 1080 camera means it has a really good picture. So I don't think it's 1080. And I also ordered something so I could record interviews at home and podcasts. And those things are coming up very soon as well. And these things came in last Saturday, I believe. It was either last Friday or last Saturday. And of course, here we are on Wednesday, and I don't have either one of them hooked up yet. So we did not get a chance to use the new camera last night, but my goal is, hopefully by the next time we do that, to have those two things hooked up. I really want to mess around with the phone thing, because recording interviews at home would be a lot of fun, and sending them in here, especially with celebrities and people of that note. But that's the type of procrastinator that I am, that I still do not have those things hooked up. Still sitting in the box. Does anybody else procrastinate like I do? I don't mean to do it with stuff like that. It just seems like I don't have any time. The stuff came on Saturday, and it seems like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and now into Wednesday, I've just been very busy. But I think maybe it'll ease up over the next few days, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I have stuff planned. Obviously, I'll be here Thursday and Friday. But I don't think I have anything huge that's going to take up huge amounts of time. Well, I'll be here Friday night, so Friday will not be a particularly good day. But maybe tomorrow or Saturday will be good. So, that being said, and it shouldn't take too long. You just plug the camera in and then plug the phone thing in, and hopefully they should work. I think they're both plug and play, so that'll be great. Now, we've done that. Oh, here's what happened to me this morning. Now, this morning, it's never good to get an early morning phone call or somebody knocking at your door early in the morning. Now, I've talked about this before, and I know that seems a little contradictory, but let me explain to you. Most of the time when people call you in the morning, early in the morning, or they're knocking at your door early in the morning, something awful has happened. And that's why it ends up being a bad thing. Okay. But, as I've said before, when somebody calls you early in the morning, or somebody knocks at your door early in the morning, or late at night for that matter of fact, it is a sign that I think that they really care, as long as they're not calling with really bad news for you. If it's bad news for them and they just want to vent to you, that's something different. But, you know, bad news like somebody has passed away overnight or somebody's house burned down or something like that, That's bad news, and you don't like to get those calls in the middle of the night. But I'm going to answer that question. I got another question. I'll answer it in a second. But so this morning, I get a knock on my door. Well, actually, it was a doorbell ring. My doorbell is ringing this morning like crazy right before I was getting ready to go out the door. So like 5 minutes later, I would have totally missed this person. But they're ringing my doorbell like crazy, like 7:15 this morning. And I'm thinking, who in the world could this be? So I looked out the peephole, and of course it's broad daylight now at 7:15 in the morning, and I see this older lady outside. And I'm thinking, well, what in the world is she doing out there at 7:15 in the morning? So I open up the door, and she has a package in her hand. And she hands it to me, and she says, I think this is your package. And I look at the package, and the first thing I notice is that the name on the package is not mine. Now, she would not have known that, because she would not have known whose door she was knocking on. So, you know, that's no big thing. But I knew it wasn't my package, because it wasn't my name on the package. And so I looked at the address, and what she had done was, it was the next street over, because she had the numbers right in the address, but she just didn't have the street name right. And I know the name of the next street over, so I said, no, that's actually the next street over. That's where that package goes. So she kind of looked a little befuddled, and then just walked away. But I thought, what a nice woman, because a lot of people will steal your stuff. A lot of people will just send it back to the post office, and you never end up getting it when the wrong mail is delivered to the wrong house. But this woman was out this morning, and like I say, she was of substantial age. She was not a kid, and she was out at 7:15 this morning trying to make sure that whoever ordered this package got it. So I think that's great. I was really impressed with her, and the fact that she knocked on my door, I was willing to forgive it at 7:15 in the morning. Well, I was up anyway, so it was really no big deal. So I wanted to mention that this morning. There are still good qualities in people, and we do like to mention that on the air. By the way, we did that a lot yesterday, and we can continue that today. Bust into my conversation anytime you want. If there is somebody during this weird time of COVID, or just somebody who does something nice in your life and means something to you, and you want to say it over the air, I get to do that because I have a radio show. I get to say nice stuff about people. But these are the public airwaves. These are your airwaves. They're not my airwaves. So if you want to say something nice about somebody and how good they are to you, feel free. Let the listening audience know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you think somebody deserves praise, call in. And don't be shy about it. You don't even have to say your name. You can just say who it is and why they are important to you. Maybe they don't know. It is quite possible that they don't know. And even if they don't listen to this show, they might hear it in a repeat, or somebody might tell them that they heard it. So call in anytime, and for the next 2 hours, and put praise on somebody who you think deserves it. 740-383-9944. And again, it doesn't have to be related to the COVID. It could be related to anything. Maybe it's somebody who comes over and mows your yard. Maybe it's somebody who always get you food even though you don't ask for it. Maybe it's somebody who just shows up and does a nice act without being asked. Maybe it's somebody who you know does nice stuff for other people and never takes any credit for it. Or maybe it's just somebody who makes you happy in life, who makes your life better. Just their sheer presence in your life makes your life better. So any of those things, feel free to call in. 740-383-9944. Now, obviously, Bailey is listening to the program this morning, and she's asking me if I have cut myself yet shaving to use the Styptic pencil, which I have not yet. I have to admit, I have not cut myself shaving in quite a while now. It's been 2 weeks, so I have the Styptic pencil. It's ready to go if I cut myself shaving, but that has not happened yet. So, lucky me, no need to do that as of yet. All right, what else did I want to mention this morning? Okay, we did the doorbell, we did the camera and the phone recorder. Oh, I do want to mention this. I got to mention this. On Monday, I talked about how Sunday was our friend, the First Lady of Dance and Marion, Martha Dowse's birthday. And I don't know if Martha was listening that morning or not, but we wanted to wish Martha a very happy birthday. It was this past Sunday. And I got a phone message from her yesterday, and I forgot to mention it. She must have left it Monday night, and I picked it up yesterday morning when I came in. So just thanking me for mentioning it on the air and say she listens all the time, and of course I appreciate that. So I wanted to mention it again. Happy belated birthday to the Queen of Dance, Martha Dowse, First Lady of Dance in Marion. She certainly deserves it. And I'll tell you, I'm going to say her age. Now, this is a funny thing. For a long time, Martha did not like to mention her age. I know this, and a lot of women are like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But Martha, I think you get to a certain age, and you just say, forget it. You know, let's mention the age. And she mentioned her age when she called in on the answering machine. And I'm sure she would mention it if she called in on this program. So I can tell you, it was a big birthday for Martha Dowse. 89 years old. Martha Dowse turned 89 this past Sunday. And we could not be happier for that. First Lady of Dance, 89 years old this past Sunday. And still trekking around. So happy belated birthday to Martha Dowse, the one and only First Lady of Dance. And we've done this before. If anybody has a Martha Dowse story, feel free to call in and share that on the occasion of her 89th birthday, because I do know Martha listens to this show, so she will hear these stories that you tell about her. And there are Martha Dowse stories that are endless. I have Martha Dowse stories that are endless, knowing her for many years now and emceeing many of her recitals and shows at the Popcorn Festival, and shows at the Pancake Breakfast, and just being a friend of Martha's for many, many years. Association through the radio. There's only one Martha Dowse, I assure you of that, and there will ever only be one Martha Dowse. She is one of a kind. And there are rare people in the community that I can say that about, but she is certainly one of them. Now, there's an icon in the Marion community, Martha Dowse. Now, you know what? This is a Marion show. We're on in Marion. We do Marion news. Glenn Coble and I have had this ongoing conversation about who is an icon in Marion and who is not, because you don't want to overdo it with the icons. Now, we mostly have talked about broadcasting. And I said the only two, in my opinion, and I've explained this before, in broadcasting as far as icons go, are Madge Cooper and Charlie Evers. But who are the icons in Marion outside of broadcasting? Does anybody have anybody who they would consider to be a Marion icon? Now, we're not just talking about well-known people here. We're talking about people who have made a difference. We're talking about people who have just been substantial for a long time. And Charlie and Madge, I think, are the ones from the broadcasting industry. 80 years of broadcasting in Marion this year. But Martha Dowse, I think, certainly is an icon. 75 plus years teaching dance here in Marion, and having many studios open up all over the Ohio area. And I think there's one outside of Ohio now at this point. So I would put Martha Dowse in the icon category. And of course, I would put Mary Ellen Withrow in the icon category for what she was able to do on the political level, which only two people from Marion ever did, Warren Harding and Mary Ellen Withrow. So I think Mary Ellen would be an icon. So that's my list. Charlie Evers, Madge Cooper, Mary Ellen Withrow, and Martha Dowse. Now, who would you put on that list? Who do you think's a Marion icon? Let me know. 740-383-9944. It's an interesting question. All you Marion history buffs, who would you put on the icon list? 740-383-9944. So that question is out there this morning as well. Now, I should have mentioned this when I was talking about the Facebook Live this morning, but I did want to talk about Bailey for another second here, because I don't know if I've ever said this on the air, but last week my friend Bailey Bales started back to college. And that's a tough thing to do, because obviously she is not a high school graduate at this point. She's, you know, well into her next decade of life, and she has kids, and, you know, she's went through adversity like all of us has, and like some of us have not. She's had her own adversities, and she is busy with life. Life gets busier when you're out of high school, obviously, and she went back to college, and she's doing well. And I think that's great. But you know what? She's super smart, and she's super talented, so it's no shock to me that she's going to do well in college, and I think it's great that we're all going to get to watch her achieve the goals and the dreams that she wants to achieve. And I know she can do it. So there is somebody I wanted to praise this morning on my praise list of good people. What a really spectacular person she is, and what a really amazing thing she's doing right now by going back to college. I don't know if she thinks it's amazing, and I don't know if she thinks she'll succeed, but I know it. I know it enough for the both of us, and I think a lot of other people know it too. I certainly am not the only one. So Bailey, keep on trucking down that road. You're going to do fine, and you're going to help a lot of people throughout your life in the career you choose because of how smart you are, how determined you are, and just by the example you're setting by overcoming this adversity in your life and going back to college many years after being out of high school and succeeding at it. What an example. What a person. What just a unique, great person. So, Bailey, congratulations on going back to college. Keep up the good work. We are all behind you, without question. Now, next subject this morning. Okay, here's the deal. I have some friends, and this is a funny thing, because one of my friends has a son. And the son is great. Now, I'll tell you who the son is. The son, his name is Dawson. I don't think he would mind me saying that on the air. Now, here's the deal. Last Monday, Dawson's mom said that she was going to show up here one morning with strawberry pie and a fresh, large Diet Coke from McDonald's. And I thought, oh, that's great. She was going to do that Tuesday, last Tuesday morning. And I didn't tell her to do this. She just said she was going to do this. So Tuesday comes, and Monday night I got a message from her saying that she could not show up that morning because something had happened overnight, which is perfectly fine. I mean, we all have lives. I don't fault her for that. So, last week goes on, and no strawberry pie and no fresh Diet Coke ever shows up. And then we get to this week, and here we are now Wednesday, and no strawberry pie and no fresh Diet Coke has shown up. And yesterday, it was funny, and here's why I'm telling this story. Yesterday, I was out and about, and I ran into her son, Dawson, who I've become pretty good friends with, or at least acquaintances with, when I see him in the store. And I said, hey, you know, I haven't seen your mom in a while. And somehow we got on the subject of the strawberry pie. Now, I might have brought it up. I'm not denying that I brought it up, because I very well might have brought it up. And he said, which I thought was funny, because I know she listens to this show from time to time, she said, yeah, I heard you talking about strawberry pie the other morning on the air, and I don't know why Mom hasn't delivered that to you yet. So, Mom, what's going on? You can call in if you want. Defend yourself here. 740-383-9944. Now, how about that? Mom and the strawberry pie. What in the world is going on there? Now, the other thing is, there is a person, and I'm not going to say the name because it's been kind of a different type of thing lately. And I don't want to take this in a bad way. I want it to be happy. We're in a happy mood this morning. But somebody said they were making cookies on Monday. Cookies with something in them. Pudding or something. To make them fluffier. Now, this person used to deliver Pops quite a bit. to the studio here and would deliver other things. And boy, wasn't that great. And I loved that. And that was a lot of fun. And we had a lot of fun. Now, you know, those cookies might already be devoured by now. I mean, it's Wednesday morning. But, you know, I didn't get any cookies. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know. I must have ended up on some kind of a list, to be honest with you. Like one of those no-call list or something like that. I think I ended up on a list. I don't know what happened. But the point of all this basically is I cannot get any cookies. I cannot get any strawberry pie. I cannot get any fresh Diet Coke in the morning here to save my life. I don't know what happened. For a while there, it was like a nice thing. There was a nice thing going on. Now, who knows? I don't know what happened. But we forge along anyway here. Again, telephone lines are open. 740-383-9944 if there's anything on your mind. Now, those are the stories that I wanted to talk about this morning. And again, if you have anything you want to say in regard to Martha Douse, or you have anything you want to say in regard to nice gestures that people do or good things that people do, feel free to call in and share those. We would certainly love to hear them. Now, Memorial Day is coming up. Well, let me go back to this, because this was the thing I talked about yesterday, but I ran out of time and really did not have a great deal of time to finish talking about this. I'm going to go fishing. Fishing is becoming my thing, because we all have to figure out other things to do, because there's not going to be a fair, and there's not going to be fireworks shows this summer, and who knows what really is going on. But here's the deal. So I'm going to get back into fishing, which I have not had a fishing license in quite a few years. Now, the question yesterday was, you really want to take somebody fishing with you, or at least I do, because I'm a talker, and sitting there waiting for the fish to show up or come up, you know, I need somebody to talk to. I need to have a good time with somebody. So you want to take somebody fishing with you who has some good traits. You don't want to take somebody who's going to be dead weight and bore you to tears. Because basically you are out there with a blanket and a fishing pole and some worms and basically just dealing with the other person. That's how a fishing trip goes now. So my question is, who, because I have a lot of friends, but who is the person that I should take on this fishing trip? And what are the traits you want in somebody, you avid fisher people out there? What are the traits you want in somebody when you go out and you go fishing? What are those things that that person has to have? Do they, you know, they got to have a good personality. They got to be somebody who's a lot of fun. They've got to be somebody who you can talk to. But is there anything else that would make up a good trait of somebody who you would want to go fishing with and just have a good time? Because essentially, as I say, you just sit out there and talk and have a good time. So I'm trying to find this fishing person who I'm going to take on this fishing expedition. And who knows, person I am, I might even audio tape it. You know, everything in life now is an audio tape, a podcast or a radio broadcast or so on and so forth, to document the experience. But who's going to be the fishing buddy? Who should that be? If you have any suggestions or thoughts about what characteristics that person should have, give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Now remember, they got to put up with me for a period of time too, so there's that. You know, it's not going to be all strawberry pie and sunshine. There's going to be, it's going to be a thing out there. Well, I just got another message here on Facebook, which it's always good to get Facebook messages. And apparently this person says, I'm taking them fishing. There's no longer even a race. Apparently I'm just taking this person. We're going out to the great open wild. Where should I go fishing? Now, I know the Tallgrass Trail has good fishing, and I've heard that the Delaware State Park has good fishing. Now, does anybody else have any suggestions as far as good fishing areas in the area where you're allowed to fish? Because I know a lot of people fish where they're not supposed to fish. Now, I want to fish in a legal place once I get my fishing license. And by the way, I know somebody told me, but I totally forgot. Where do you get your fishing license? I think somebody said Walmart. You can get them at Walmart, and they're like $25. Is that right? You can get your fishing license at Walmart for $25? And then where do you go? What's a good fishing hole? Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. So lots of questions on the table this morning. Now, what I was saying about Memorial Day, I've been talking about peach pie and peach cobbler. Well, I'm kind of over the peach pie, peach cobbler thing because I've gotten notes and things in the mail, so I kind of feel like we've got an answer to the peach pie, peach cobbler question. But the other thing I always used to like, which for some reason I have not had at the Memorial Day event in a long time. Do you know the banana pudding with the vanilla wafers? And I know that's very simple to make. Obviously, you just make banana pudding and you throw in the vanilla wafers. But there was somebody, again, who used to come to my Memorial Day event who has now gone on to their reward, so they obviously will not be there this year, who used to make this in a special way. And I wish I would have asked them, but I didn't. I don't know what they did, but it tasted a lot different than just banana pudding and vanilla wafers. Now, does anybody have a recipe for this that is different than just banana pudding and vanilla wafers? That they do this in a little bit of a different way? Because I like bananas and I like the vanilla wafers, so I really like this dessert. And it's kind of a dessert that's not so sugary, not so as sugary as pies and things like that. So does anybody make that dessert? I know it's a very popular one, banana pudding and vanilla wafers, but that you do it in a different way than maybe somebody else would do it. Is there something you add? Is there a special way that you do it? Is there an ingredient that you put in there that you normally would not put in there if you were just making vanilla or banana pudding and vanilla wafers? Because I'm trying to figure out what this recipe was from so many years ago. So does anybody have any guesses, all you chefs out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, this is usually a question for an older person because for some reason, older people just know how to cook better. I think they cooked in a different era. Younger people don't seem to do much cooking now. Now, I'm not saying younger people don't know how to cook, because they certainly do. And I know a lot of great younger cooks. But for some reason, the older people just really had this stuff down. They didn't measure. They didn't do any of that. They just whipped this stuff up. Or does anybody have a suggestion of something that would be a good Memorial Day dish that maybe I could cook, or that I should have somebody bring to this big Memorial Day event? So, suggestions for Memorial Day. What do you always have at your Memorial Day event, your big cookout, your big get-together? Is there a dish that you always have every year that everybody eats? I'll tell you, a popular one is deviled eggs. You know, deviled eggs are a funny thing because I have never been to a holiday or a cookout or a party where there was deviled eggs where at the end they were not all eaten. I don't know why deviled eggs are so popular. Now, does anybody have a good deviled egg recipe? 740-383-9944. Now, I'll tell you my problem with deviled eggs, and I've brought this up before. I've tried to make them, and I can make them to a certain degree, but here's the problem. I can boil the eggs, and I can make the mixture in the center, because basically it's just the dried egg yolk and mustard and Miracle Whip. And I think that's pretty well all that I put it. Maybe a little bit of sugar, but not too much in the center. And that makes that filler that you put in the deviled eggs. But here's the problem. I cannot, for the life of me, get that shell off the egg. It's awful. I try to get the shell off the egg, and I end up tearing the egg apart. I just end up tearing that little outside of the boiled egg all apart. And then the problem is I have nothing to put the deviled egg mixture in because I've ruined all the eggs. So what I really end up with is that mustard, Miracle Whip, deviled egg mixture and nothing else. Maybe somebody's got an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, you were asking questions about what we take to a reunion.
Yes.
We always take home fried chicken, home old fashioned potato salad, which was made way back there, and baked a cake and potato chips. And we always take a bag of candy because they have, like, everybody brings a bag of candy, and at the end, the kids get a bag of candy, you know. And pop.
Now, do you do, I tell you, fried chicken's an interesting thing because all the stores are doing fried chicken now, and obviously fast food places are, but a lot of people do special things to their fried chicken. Do you do anything special to yours?
I do it the same way my mom does. She boils it for a while, and then she, till it's done but not falling off the bone, and then you roll it in flour and salt and pepper it and put it in. I usually do it in Crisco grease oil.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, because I know it's a popular thing, potato salad and macaroni salad. Now, what is in your old-fashioned potato salad?
Oh, it's got, well, potatoes with and eggs and onion and green pepper and salt and pepper and just mix it up.
Well, it definitely sounds very good. And I like the idea of giving candy to the kids. That's kind of a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey. Yeah.
Okay.
I thank you for calling.
Huh?
I thank you for calling.
And thank you.
Bye. Well, great. Now, see, now we're off on a subject here. Now, fried chicken recipes and potato and macaroni salad recipes. Now, I'll be honest with you. I can eat potato salad, but it's not my favorite. But I do like macaroni salad. But I will tell you this. People can screw up macaroni salad. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they screw it up. But I have seen restaurants do it. I have seen people do it. Something about it just does not taste very good to me. You know, I think, I don't know. Macaroni, potato salad recipes, and also fried chicken. Give me a call. Go ahead, caller.
On your deviled eggs?
Yes.
You have to use older eggs, not fresh ones.
Now, how old does an egg have to be?
Well, I buy a carton of eggs and keep them for about 2-3 weeks, and then it's not a fresh egg. It's a, you know, it's an older egg, and the peel come off.
So what?
With the older egg.
So 2-3 weeks after you buy them in the store,
right.
If you that shell will peel right off.
Yeah, peels easier. It's has something to do with the membrane itself and I don't know, the liquid between the shell and the egg, and the older it gets, it kind of shrinks away or something.
Well, I'll tell you.
Is my understanding.
Well, here's what I know. I know every time I've attempted this, and honestly, I don't know how old the eggs were, but every time I've attempted this, I have, you know, I can get a few of them peeled, so I do end up having a few deviled eggs, but what I end up having is a few deviled eggs and then a mass quantity of this deviled egg filler. And then... And it's so good, I don't want to throw it away, so I either end up eating it with a spoon, or I end up, you know, it's not bad, I will say this, on a cracker. That stuff, like on a Ritz cracker?
Yeah.
It doesn't taste bad on a Ritz cracker.
Yeah, you can make egg salad also. And use mayonnaise, not Miracle Whip.
Well, you know what? That bothers me because people to this day call Miracle Whip mayonnaise. And if you go to the store and you say, or a restaurant, excuse me, if you go to a restaurant and you say, I want mayonnaise, they bring you Miracle Whip. But Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise.
No, that's right. So use mayonnaise. Hellman's is the best.
Hellman's makes the very best.
Yes.
You got, hey, thank you.
And a little bit of mustard, and then put a depending on how many eggs you're doing, put a teaspoon or a tablespoon of the green olive juice.
Oh, green olive juice.
Yeah.
So do you put any sugar in yours?
No.
Oh, so, see, I could not remember if I put any sugar in or not, because it seems to me like the Miracle Whip has a sweet enough taste that it sweetens it up.
I don't like Miracle Whip, so I don't know about that.
So you use the real Hellman's.
I'm a Hellman's person.
Oh, then the olive juice. Is the olive juice what gives it the sweet taste?
It puts a little bit of acidity in there. And then when I whip everything up and I fill the eggs, then I cut like a green olive in half and put that on top and then sprinkle paprika.
Oh, that's interesting.
On the top. That's how I make mine.
Well, I appreciate that. That's a good tip.
Sure. Sure.
All right, deviled eggs tips and how you make your deviled eggs. That's a good one. 740-383-9944. Does anybody put sugar in their deviled egg mixture? It seems to me like I've put sugar in it. Now, I don't put real sugar in it. I usually put Splenda or Equal or something like that. But it seems to me that there is some sugar in that deviled egg mixture. Also, recipes for potato salad or macaroni salad. Because I have had people screw up macaroni salad so royally that it does not taste good to me at all. Does not taste good to me at all. First of all, some people put celery in their macaroni salad and in their potato salad. I like celery, but to be honest, I do not like celery in the macaroni and the potato salad. For some reason, that does not appeal to me at all. And some people's macaroni and potato salad kind of has a very dull taste to it. There's no taste. It's, you know, this is where I think things like Pinterest and not cooking out of cookbooks have become a problem. Because people have lost the ability to make macaroni and potato salad taste good. So does anybody have any thoughts on macaroni salad, potato salad, or deviled egg recipes? Or how to get that shell off there without having any huge problems? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, banana pudding, the banana pudding dessert with the vanilla wafers. Is there anything you add to that besides banana pudding and vanilla wafers that makes it taste different, that you make special with that, that makes it a whole different thing? Because I know the person who used to do it at my event, who has gone on to their reward, did something different because it was not just banana pudding and vanilla wafers. So does anybody know any good recipes there? Or what do you take to your Memorial Day event or cookouts or potlucks or anything you go to all year round? It'd be interesting. We love to hear good recipes here. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Now, we are going to go to the break here at the top of the hour. News, weather, all kinds of things. And we might talk more about mayonnaise versus Miracle Whip and how people screw that up all the time. Deviled eggs, banana pudding. The whole bit coming back in about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Before he went on the air the first time, you said, it is not Bucky Russ.
Then got back into radio, and now I'm doing some syndicated shows for Ducks Unlimited and for the Toyota Motor Company.
You got a commercial in there, and you weren't authorized.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Madge, we got the first little portable recorders. Remember those? And I still got mine.
Madge used to put hers in front of the microphone to play it.
Yes, yes.
You brought it back from New York, didn't you?
I need a mic.
There you go.
Sometimes they worked and sometimes they didn't. And I got that trip to New York interviewing a Paris designer. And they said, well, you know, you can't work this anywhere up here. You have to go down to the basement where there is DC current. So I took took Pauline Trigier into the basement of this hotel to interview her there. It's like an announcer's eye. I mean it. Designer.